This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. In a recent research study, Oregon was reported to have the third largest public school classes in the country. Eugene Forget's Roosevelt Middle School principal, Chris Mitchell, joins us in the KLCC studios with two of his students to discuss the impact of larger classes on his school. A former Springfield school administrator, Mitchell is in his second year at Roosevelt and tells us about the school.
Roosevelt Middle School is a school of about 600 students. It feeds into South Eugene High School. It has a French immersion program. It also has a strong advisory program, also a vibrant fine arts and performing arts program. We certainly have a value of giving kids a lot of different experiences while having high quality academics.
And Chris, what kind of changes have you seen in your class sizes?
Over the last two decades in Oregon schools, we've seen a rise in the average class size from closer to 25 to 35. Over the past several years, I've had conversations with teachers who can remember when 30 was a large class, and we would never go over 30. 35 became the new limit, and now we have class sizes over that as well. Over the past several years, with a tight state budget, the support staff and teaching staff have become smaller. When you have more students in each class, you have less ability for the teacher to be able to respond to a student's needs.
Have you seen the need to cut some of your class offerings at the same time that your sizes have increased?
There are certainly fewer choice offerings at Roosevelt than there were 10 years ago. Even though we've really tried to keep vibrant elective programs, it has been really difficult to maintain that while keeping core classes under 35 students.
Chris, there is research to suggest smaller classes mean better student achievement. But some, including Harvard researchers, have claimed class size doesn't correlate with school effectiveness and how well students achieve. What's your take on the effect?
I think there's a misconception when people talk about the impacts of class size on teachers and learning. They generally think about whether a teacher can manage 25 or 35 students in a class behaviorally. Teachers generally can manage behaviorally that number of students. The issue really is more about supporting and developing relationships with students and also giving them good feedback, especially in a secondary school where a teacher is teaching a multiple of 35 students because they have five classes. You're talking about them maybe supporting 185 students. And when they have to give students good quality feedback on their writing, that can be prohibitive. Another concern I would have, to know whether a student has a disability or a mental health issue that may be prohibiting them from achieving in school, it's much more difficult when you have 35 students than when you have 25.
Chris has brought two eighth grade student government leaders with him. Anna Laptover recently created a video for Stop, Roosevelt's anti-bullying campaign. Zach Shakespeare has organized a school writing club. Anna, what's been your experience with respect to class size at Roosevelt?
Since I am a student at the French immersion program, I've had the same French teachers for the past 3 years. Most of my classes have a size about 30 to 40 kids, pretty big. It would be nicer to have a smaller class because then the teacher would get to connect with the student easily. But since there's a bigger class, it's harder to talk to the teacher.
And Zach, what's been the impact on your learning at Roosevelt?
My biggest class is geometry, which has 44 students inside of it. My teacher has to lecture 44 students at a time instead of giving one-on-one help with a student who's having trouble with either a problem on their homework or a problem that he's given us in a classroom setting. So if there were less than 44 students in my class, then I would be able to have a discussion with my teacher on why X is so many Ys or why this is parallel to this, as opposed to, okay, so I need to figure this out.
Chris, do you have thoughts on how Oregon schools, including yours, might again realize smaller classes?
We need to really make a financial commitment by our community and our state government to take class size seriously and know that it's going to make a difference in our students' lives and ultimately the future of our state.
Chris Mitchell, principal of 4J's Roosevelt Middle School, and Anna Laptova and Zach Shakespeare, two leaders of the school's student government, joined us to discuss the impact of burgeoning class size. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.